President Bush has lost a round in the Senate in his effort to negotiate trade deals that Congress cannot change. One of the president's top priorities is to gain trade promotion authority. Last year, the House narrowly approved it. The Senate is having reservations when it's applied to trade agreements that conflict with existing U.S. trade laws. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
For more than a year, the Bush administration has been pushing hard to get its version of trade negotiating authority through Congress. It squeaked through the House by one vote and seemed likely to clear the Senate sometime this month. But yesterday, senators voted 61-38 to add an amendment that could unravel the whole deal. It would allow the Senate to block any part of a trade pact that goes against existing U.S. trade laws. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer immediately uttered the four-letter word veto.
The president understands the concerns made by his cabinet members, and that's why they have recommended a veto to the president. It is a serious problem.
Many Senate Republicans, including Phil Graham of Texas, agree that this change defeats the whole purpose of fast-track authority. Graham argues that in any trade pact, countries must swallow things they don't like to get what they want.
Well, I'd like to ask what country in the world is going to be foolish enough to negotiate with us when they know that there's going to be a separate vote on the parts of the agreement that we like least. We would never negotiate with another country where their parliament or their Congress could take out the parts of the negotiation they didn't like, but leave in the parts we didn't like.
But other Senate Republicans dispute this. Idaho Republican Larry Craig co-sponsored the amendment. He says it would help prod negotiators to come back with trade deals that are good for the U.S.
It does not deny them the right to negotiate anything. Everything's on the table. What it does say to the executive branch of government, come home and sell your product.
Craig argues the amendment would actually strengthen the president's hand by signaling Congress's intention to keep protecting U.S. industries against unfair trade. And that idea appeals to Democrats as well. Here's Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle praising Craig's amendment.
I think this is a very meritorious amendment simply because it allows for congressional review. It allows for a continued opportunity for Congress to play a very critical role in the consideration of all the repercussions and ramifications of trade law and trade policy in this country.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Montana Democrat, says senators have reason to be concerned.
I must say this is not an academic issue. Why? Because last November, our American trade negotiators put on the table, that is on the negotiating table, U.S. trade laws. They said, okay, we can debate U.S. trade laws. I believe that was a mistake.
Baucus says without these trade laws, it's hard to stop foreign competitors from dumping, selling at below the cost of production, or using unfair subsidies to gain a competitive advantage. Although the amendment is now part of the trade bill, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott is still holding out hope.
Nothing that happens now in the Senate is necessarily going to be in the final product. There's a little thing called conference.
Lott knows the Senate bill will have to be reconciled in a conference with the House version, which has no such provision. But if the Senate language survives the conference, it could force the president to veto the fast-track bill he's been fighting for. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.